it's Queen Jean tuning in on the Fabulous Friday G Lou Show, where it don't get no better than this. Spend a Friday evening with a chill vibe.
Sir, welcome everybody. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the G Lou Show. Flashback Fridays, the magnificent G Lou Show worldwide, broadcasted worldwide, sponsored by BTP Media Group, 93.3 FM ISM. DD Harrison, the G Lou Show.com. Oldies Move Forever. on all digital platforms. Now, joined by my lovely, beautiful co-host, the beautiful Miss Queen Jean. All hail the queen.
What's going on, Chizu? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty swell, queen. Good to hear your voice again on this beautiful Friday.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Thank you. This song, just the title itself speaks in volumes, you know. Just be thankful, you know. Just be thankful for what you got. Don't want what the next person has because it might not be what God has for you. So just be thankful for what you got. You don't have to have red bottoms. You don't have to have the $1,000 plates. You don't have to have the bomb vehicle. You know, just be thankful for what you got. You know, that is sensitive. Mm. Just be thankful for what you got. You know, listening to the lyrics, but the title took me to a different place. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, just be thankful for what you got.
Right.
So thank you for that introduction, because it was a reminder.
Yeah.
A reminder.
That's what I felt.
You know, just
that's what I felt, Queen. When I played it, I just felt that. I said, this is what I feel. Just like what you just said.
Yeah.
You know? Wow.
Just be thankful just be thankful because there's so many people who wish that they had a voice to speak that has to use sign language. So many that wish that they had the sight to see when they have to use their hands for their eyesight. You know what I'm saying? Just be thankful.
Right.
Be thankful for the roof over your head. It don't have to be a mansion. Make your home. Make whatever you have a home. Make it home.
Airport.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just be thankful. Take a $20 outfit and make it look like a $2,000 outfit. Just be thankful.
Right.
Don't want to be unique to yourself. Don't want to be like everybody else. Just be thankful. But I know I'm going off right there, but that's hype.
Nah, you talking
took
good.
Took me there.
Take it there. Take it there on them, queen. Take it there.
That title just took
they
me
need
there.
To hear it.
It actually, it just made me kind of emotional because it took me back to a conversation that I was just having today with a young lady that I touched bases with, that I was her daycare provider, and she paid me my homage, and it made me feel so great because you never know how anyone is really looking at you and how much they appreciated what you did for them in their lives. And she told me, she said, "No, Miss Jean," she said, "you were there for young mothers. Your daycare was different because it was more like a home, and you was there for young mothers. You taught us a lot. You talked to us. You kept us focused because you was once a young mother." And that made me feel so good because my daycare wasn't like an original daycare. It wasn't a scheduled daycare. You know, it was more like a home atmosphere. So I was, you know, she told me that, I was thanking God at that time for placing me in their lives at the time that I was placed in their lives. I was thanking God for giving me what he gave me to have a daycare and to give these children what they were able to get from me when the parents were away working, because they were young mothers and they was learning how to be a mother, because there's no manual to being a parent. You learn as you go. You learn as you go. So, and I was telling her that I don't knock other women, because I'm every woman. Every woman is every woman. So we should not look down at each other like we think we're better. Every woman is every woman. Every woman has been through the same thing that every woman has been through. And if there's a woman that says she hasn't been through something that another woman hasn't been through, then she'll have to show me. I mean, I was just telling you full of shit. Because
you're telling
the
story like they used to say back in the day.
telling the story. You know, just every woman is every woman, period. So when the title of that song, "I'm Every Woman," when Chaka Khan brought it out, I don't know if that's what she meant when she was singing it, but that's how I took it. I'm every woman. I've been through everything that every woman has been through, because we all have been through the fire, as Chaka Khan would say as well. So, yeah, put a diamond in the back. Just be thankful. Just be thankful for what you got. If you ain't driving that diamond in the back, you got that Pinto, roll it. You know when Pintos was all, because I had a Pinto. So.
Right, yeah, them Pintos. I don't see them no more at all. I wonder if there's a few still around. I haven't seen a Pinto in years, but yeah, Pinto was pretty common, you know.
Yeah,
for real.
Yeah,
my cousin had one. I mean, everybody knew somebody that had one.
Right, that part right
there. Real.
So anyway, good evening to our Genie family. Good evening, everybody else. Everybody had a productive, beautiful Friday. Happy Friday to everyone. I just wanted to shout out to Kevin, Flo Jam, and James. Our prayers are with you with your recovery. It's going to be a long recovery just from what's being put out on the Instagram. So our prayers are with you for your recovery. Take your time in your recovery. You know, do what needs to be done. And also, Black Rob, God bless his family, because today they had his services. So God bless his family for what they're going through, and also still DMX and Shock G and everybody else who may have lost someone. And happy birthday to anyone celebrating a birthday today. So I just wanted to put that out there. So happy Friday.
That part. And with that being said, Queen, why don't you go ahead and tell them what we got going on tonight, and go ahead and set it off, because we're ready.
Okay, well, we have the return of Rick Scott. He has a journey that went from being a manager, a role manager, to music, to being a vegan, ice hockey. It's so many accolades that he has. So we'll just bring him out and let him share his journey with us. So welcome back, Mr. Scott. Rick, how are you?
Thank you, Queen Jean. I'm humbled. First of all, I want to back up and say I feel like I'm in church. You are just bringing it tonight. You are bringing it tonight. That applause is for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And G. Luke for having me back.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, Rick? Good to have you back, man. Always great. Always great. I knew when you were on tonight, we're going to have some fun. Talk some good stuff and learn some more about some fitness, because I'm pretty into fitness, so I want to get an ear for tonight. So I was glad when I knew we were gonna have you on. So welcome back.
I was seeing a lot of photos of you getting pumped in the gym on Instagram.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, it's been quite a while.
I got to learn some diet and all this type of stuff. I don't know. I told you last time. I don't know if I was ready, but. You know, I'm trying to get there all the way, you know, but just glad to have you back.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. I don't remember exactly when you guys had me on last year. It's been unbelievable year since then, of course.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it has.
It feels like forever ago. And we've all been through a lot since then. So I'd be curious to know. I don't know. Probably Jeff could let us know what the date was when I was first spoke with you guys.
Yeah, I don't remember, but it was definitely before that COVID stuff. It was been over.
No, it was. We were on lockdown then. We were kind of early in it, I believe, weren't we?
Oh, okay. Okay. No, I thought it was before that.
Were we?
Yeah, I don't remember that.
That
I don't.
Well.
Yeah, I think it was before that, Rick.
We were on lockdown. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So I thought it was more like May last year or something.
No.
I don't know.
Not May last year. But we know we can check the archives and see. But you know, we got you now. So what have you been doing since COVID? I know that the vegan, what would you call it, Vegarary for February? They had Vegarary. Is that what it was called?
You know, well, there's two of them. First of all, it began with Veganuary in January, and that originally started in the UK and then kind of spread over throughout the world. And this, I think, was the first or the second. I'm pretty sure it was the first, and I'm glad that you knew about it, Queen Jean, Veduary, because that, I believe, came from – Afro Vegan Society. launched Eventuary. Okay. So, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So, I'm glad you were here and you were familiar with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Queen Jean is on it. She's on it.
Thank you, Hugh. When you were speaking on the plant-based meat, because, of, you know, during the COVID, a lot of people did change a lot of things, you know, because that's when you had the time to sit down and meditate and, you know, reflect on your life and what can I do, because now I'm kind of stuck inside. What can I do to feed my mental? Because it starts with there, to feed your mental in order to feed your body correctly. So what did you do during the COVID, or what have you been doing? I know that you still have been doing your typical, your workout, and your you do yoga, right? You practice yoga?
Yoga as far as meditation.
Yeah, as far as meditation.
Yoga
yeah.
itself means union with God. And so, yeah, I practice yoga in that sense. You know, meditation. So,
yeah, I love meditating. We were speaking about that, I believe, on our Wednesday show with Krista Glove. We were speaking about meditating.
Okay.
So meditating
okay.
is really, yeah, meditating is really good to incorporate in your daily. It really is. I don't know how many people do it, but it's a great thing to do. It's a great way to start off your day.
Absolutely.
I know. Yeah. I mean, it sets the tone. It's just like getting into the word. You know, meditating is just a different way of getting into the word, because you're doing a different connection with the universe. So, what have you been doing since COVID? That was my question. And I just started going babbling. There
yeah,
I go babbling.
Yeah, and I'm not avoiding it. you know, it's been a very busy and productive time over the last year. Definitely a lot of creativity, productivity. It's just in different ways, and there's been changes. Obviously, I have my music PR firm, and then I have our company Vibrant Energy, which I know we spoke about last year, which is about health and wellness and empowering change that helps humans, animals, and the planet. Through plant-based living and health and wellness and things like that. So we've been growing Vibrant Energy. I personally got certified in plant-based nutrition from Cornell University since Ooh. We last spoke. It was something that I had wanted to do for a while, and the pandemic gave me a great opportunity because it was online learning. So it was I had the time to really devote to that. So definitely proud about that. And, the workouts never stop. They changed, and I learned to be more creative and flexible and adaptable, to the circumstances. I shot a lot of at-home workout videos to try to teach people, to use what they have available to them. For me, during the quarantine, I had dumbbells and I have body weight. And so I, on the Vibrant Energy, and it's vibrantnrg.com for your listeners, there are a lot of workout videos up there. And a lot, I think almost all of them up there, other than some recent ones, were shot during quarantine. There are a couple that were shot in the gym last June or July when things briefly opened up, but then they shut down again in California, as you know. And so we were forced to use body weight and dumbbells and whatever it had available. So I wanted to show people that you can still be fit even without a gym. So created a lot of videos there, and I learned how to produce those videos and edit them and put soundtracks on them and things like that. So as I said, it was definitely a period of growth and creativity and adaptability.
I just wanted to interject right quick. It has just been confirmed that the interview was April 29th, so it was about May, like you said. Jeff just confirmed that. Wow, you were right.
Okay.
It just seems so before. I just
look
don't remember
that,
being on lockdown. Wow.
That's
wow. Like,
it went so quick.
To a day.
We
are a day apart from it being a year. That's crazy.
Well,
but, yeah,
wow,
I definitely
spoke
during
quarantine. actually a year. That's actually pretty dope.
Yeah. I know. I like that.
Thank you, Jeff.
You'll
have me back next year.
Right. We'll just make an anniversary thing. That's pretty cool right there. Thanks, Jeff, again.
Thank you.
And Rick, now look, okay, so it's been a year, so we know every year we have a birthday. So what did you, how old did you turn your birthday, like 28, 29, like what? Well, you can't be any older than that.
you have your listeners, there's a contest for you. Have your listeners go on to my Instagram page, take a look at the photos, and then let them decide what my age is.
Right? Because that's what I'm
thinking. That's right.
Your photos on your Instagram, like, wow, you look amazing. And it's all because of everything, what you feed your body, your meditation, and your workout. I've seen a video, you did a stretch video, and you had to share that. And I was looking at that video when you put it up. And it reminded me of when I worked at Home Depot because I was an overnight stocker. So we had to do our stretches before we even went out on the floor. That was part of that was mandatory. And I was like, wow, those are some of the stretches that we had to do. Those are the stretches that you put out there. You know,
yeah.
A lot of
well,
people
well,
don't
thank
know
you.
To stretch like that.
Thank you. I literally shot that video a week ago today, so it is new.
Mm-hmm.
I have a particular stretching routine, like a lot of athletes. I'm kind of a creature of habit, but I'm always looking to learn things and tweak things and improve. But I created a stretch routine that I use every time before I go on the ice, and also my dry land stretches, like before I go to the gym and everything as well. And I'm working now with UCLA, their hockey team, as far as strength and conditioning and nutrition coach. And our company, Vibrant Energy, is working with them on public relations and marketing and sponsorship. And so before practices, I've been putting the guys, the team through my warm-up, and then I stretch. It's always best to stretch warm muscles. So I have a warm-up routine and then a stretch routine. And they're both posted on the Vibrant Energy website right now. And so that stretch routine that you're mentioning, it came from that. It's actually that. So.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking of that. You spoke of UCLA teaching there. You taught there before as well as a music publicity course. What year was that? So you're very well connected.
Wow. Yeah, you're good. You know, funnily, I just wrote about, I think yesterday on social media, about a sports PR class that I took at UCLA like in 96. I don't know what year it was that I actually taught a class at UCLA. It might have been in 97. Maybe 98,
okay.
But I'm pretty sure it was 97 that I taught a class at UCLA. It was just it was a music publicity class.
And for our listeners as well, Rick was also a former club DJ and an on-air radio personality. So that's why I said Rick has a lot of accolades. So get stuck on what you see on Instagram with his fitness and ice hockey. He has so many accolades. Like, whoever would have known that Rick was a club DJ. So when did you do that? What year was that?
Yeah, I was spinning records up until probably the early 90s. So I guess I started probably in like 84. So for almost 10 years, I was spinning records.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, super fun.
So what made you shy
I miss
away
it sometimes.
Yeah. Why did you shy away from it?
It was just other things that I was devoting my time to. And I was at one point, I guess I started on radio, college radio, and then got into doing clubs and parties and special events and things like that. And so yeah, when I moved to Los Angeles in Christmas of 89, it was like, okay, I'm a music industry executive now. And so it just so happened that my girlfriend at the time ran one of the hottest Hollywood hotspots in town here, one of the celebrity hangouts. And I thought their music sucked. It was terrible. And I remember telling the owner, I was like, oh my God, your music is horrible. And I was like, I can make it so much better. And so here I was, like, I had a day job, and it was a lot of work and responsibility and a lot of hours in music PR and everything. But every Friday and Saturday night, I was hanging at this club to be around my girlfriend and everything, even though she was working. So before I knew it, I was in the corner spinning records in the club there every Friday and Saturday night. So did that through the early 90s. Yeah, super fun.
Super fun. Also, you can let us know about your connection with Earth, Wind, and Fire, and then also let me know if you did see it, what did you think about the verses with Earth, Wind, and Fire and Ron Isley? Did you see that verses? Because to me it wasn't a verses. It was just like those are two iconic groups. Did you happen to see that on Instagram?
I what I saw, Queen Jean, is that they are making a record together now. I haven't seen or heard anything from that yet. I did hear that they were making music together.
So tell us, what was your connection, your meet with them,
I did their I was their publicist for about 9 years. I handled Earth, Wind, and Fire's PR. And I came in right as Maurice White had stepped off of the road. So I handled their first tour without Maurice. It was September of 94. And they went out on a – and nobody knew if it was going to work. Nobody knew, because Maurice was such the charismatic front man. And there was still Philip and Verdine and Ralph of the original members, and they have obviously that amazing catalog, but nobody knew if anybody would pay to really see a band without Maurice singing lead and everything. And so that very first tour that we worked together, it was called An Intimate Evening with Earth, Wind, and Fire, and it was a theater tour. They were playing mostly like 2,000-seat theaters. I'm trying to remember the name of the theater that they played up in Oakland. They did two nights back-to-back in Oakland, like November, if I'm remembering correctly. It was towards the end of the tour. It was a two-month swing. That's how my work began with the band. And although it ended in like 2003, I did some solo projects with some of the band members or whatever. And so, yeah, we're still in touch.
That's great.
That was a pretty long run.
That you worked with? Yeah, it was, wasn't it? A good long run.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm fortunate.
I mean, you were doing a good job.
I feel fortunate about that. We did some great things together. I think a story that I told a week ago on Instagram is how we launched the Friday morning concert series on the Today Show. And that was booking the second tour that we did. The first one ended up going well, and that wrapped up in, like, I don't know, around December 10th or 15th or whatever of 94. And so the word got out that the fire was still the fire, and they were still, you know, as great as they always were, even with Maurice sitting it out. And so they put together a big outdoor tour for the summer of 95. And we went to New York City and we did the Today Show. And the Today Show, I don't know if people are aware that most TV studios are very small. If you go into the Today Show or you go into Jimmy Fallon or whatever else, it's usually a very small stage. And Earth, Wind, and Fire is, at the time, they were 13 musicians and three dancers. NBC did not have room for 16 people on stage. And so the booker said to me, hey, would they be willing to maybe have six of them come on? And when my guys finished laughing or whatever, of course, the answer was no. And NBC was like, well, Now, we've been toying around with this idea of doing a concert outdoors in Rockefeller Plaza. Do you think your guys would be willing to come in? They'd have to sound check at 5:15 in the morning because we're live at 7, and their hit would be about 8:50 in the morning. So it's a very early call, obviously, and then to be doing that when you're early out on the road. On a tour date. I think they were playing in Connecticut the night before, so they came directly from Connecticut into Rockefeller Plaza and unloaded the gear or whatever else and got set up at 5 in the morning or whatever. And we did the show, and it was so successful that it launched what became the Friday Morning Concert Series on the Today Show. And Good Morning America and CBS This Morning shortly thereafter ended up launching their own versions of it. And there was actually even a CD, a companion CD that went off, and I know Earth, Wind & Fire is on it, where the Today Show captured some of the live performances from some of the artists. But it all began with Earth, Wind & Fire, our first show. So,
wow.
Yeah, you can kind of tell those stages.
Did you see that first? I guess some of them. What did you think about the verses, if you got a chance to watch it?
Yeah, that's what Queen Jean just asked me, and I was saying that I had not seen it.
I missed that. My bad.
Yeah. We toured together during my tenure with Earth, Wind & Fire. We did a tour with the Isley Brothers, and I do know they're recording together and everything now. So we'll see what they come up with.
Okay.
What do you think of it?
No.
What do you think
late.
Of it? You guys tell me.
I mean, I liked it. It was pretty nice. Pretty nice.
Oh yeah, it was. It was good seeing them singing each other's songs. You know, they were sitting up there.
Right.
It was real cool. It was a real smooth verses.
Nice.
Rick, you know what I want to ask you? Sea moss. Explain that to me. What is sea moss? What is the benefit of sea moss? What is all that? Because this is like a new thing. I see, like, everybody's talking about taking sea moss, and I've never even heard of it until the internet, until I've seen it on social media. What is it? And now everybody's getting into it, and I think people are getting into it and not doing research on it, not knowing the benefits or the ups or the downs or the possibilities.
Wow. Well, so funny story about that. I had not heard of sea moss before mid-December, and I met somebody in the post office, and I mean, you know, they say like attracts like, right? And so I met this woman while I was standing in line at the post office, and she commented on I think I was wearing something about either a T-shirt or a hat that indicated that I'm a vegan athlete or whatever. And so she said, oh, you know, I have this new company, and it's called Alkabulan Naturals, by the way. Might as well plug her because my company, Vibrant Energy, went on to do some work for her. So she started telling me about sea moss, and I had never heard of it. And I was like, I consider myself pretty well-versed. And at that point, I had already – received my certification in plant-based nutrition from Cornell. I was like, I never heard of sea moss. It's an algae, and it has there's a lot of different benefits, a lot of different nutrients. It's low in calories. There's kind of a couple of different popular versions. So, you know, kind of Irish sea moss is kind of the most popular. It is a sea vegetable. It is a naturally good source for iodine. So that does help for anybody, like with thyroid regulation and everything like that. It's loaded with antioxidants, vitamins and minerals. Antioxidants are help alleviate cells that could produce disease or just oxidative stress on the body and everything. So that's why we want antioxidants. And antioxidants are only available from eating plants and plant foods. There are none in animals or, you know, if you eat animals or animal products. So, yeah, that's kind of like what sea moss is. But, yeah, it turns out that it is pretty popular or it's becoming more and more popular as people learn about it. So, I've taken it as a supplement or whatever, and it could help with say, heart health, maybe, you know, blood sugar regulation, gut and immune health as well. So there are a number of benefits to it.
Do you have an opinion on the vaccine for the COVID? Do you have an opinion of that?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear all that. Do I have an opinion on?
The vaccine for the COVID, you know, because everybody has their own. Ooh, I'm not going to take that. And my thing is with that is people who don't want to take it, and it's just me, so don't nobody come for me. It's like you go to the doctor and they give you a prescription. You don't question that. You just go to the pharmacy and you feel it and you take it. But when they come out with the vaccine for COVID, everybody is like, oh, no, I'm not going to do this or I'm not going to do that because of this or because of that. But you believe in this other stuff that the doctors prescribe for you, but you don't want to deal with this. What is your opinion of that?
I have a lot of opinions about COVID and coronavirus itself, as well as the vaccine. I'll answer your specific question in regards to the vaccine. Honestly, I was on the fence myself. I was on the fence because I just view myself as healthy and putting good things into my body and taking care of myself or whatever. And I was like, it's not going to get me. Sure enough, I got it. It's possible I might have had it twice. I definitely had it in early March. And you're talking to somebody like my sister is what they call a long hauler. She got it in late January of 2020, possibly for me. And that's why I say that I might have had it twice. She still suffers from symptoms from being sick in January of 2020. She's still has not been 100% ever since. So these long haulers, it's a real thing. Thankfully, when I got it in early March, for a few days I had chills, some nasal congestion and some mild coughing. I did lose my sense of smell and taste, but thankfully that was only for a few days and before that came back. And thankfully I'm 100% today. So the vaccine, though, I wondered, did I want to actually put that into my body and everything like that? A couple thoughts that I have. I did get it, first of all. So kind of what persuaded me to get it was partly in regards to my work with UCLA Hockey and also some of the other guys that I play hockey with are young 20-somethings, and I'm not throwing anybody under the bus here or whatever, but they don't necessarily take the same precautions that a lot of us other people do take. When I do play hockey, and we'll wear a mask to the rink or whatever, but we take it off, and when you're breathing hard and you're indoors, hockey is one of the sports that they say is, if you will, a risky sport. And that's how I got it. I got it from guys that I play hockey with who are young 20-somethings or whatever. So I knew there was no way of me avoiding it. So even though after I had it, I was very working closely with the UCLA guys, and I just thought that I should be protected. So that made my decision. The other part of the decision, and I know this sounds like patriotic or whatever else, but like a lot of people over the last year, thank God I had some government help to help me get through during the quiet times when the music industry essentially shut down. Obviously, I mean, some people are starting to do some concerts and everything now, but the majority of my clients were unable to go on concert tours up until, I think, one of the first major jazz festivals in the U.S. took place last weekend. So they're still not back up yet. So I viewed it as, in a way, a certain sense of patriotic duty that if I'm going to receive government help, then I should do my part to get the vaccine and eliminate the need for such things.
Yes. Okay, well, I pray that your sister gets better. I lost my sister to it, so I pray that your sister...
Oh, you did? You know, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, thank you, yes. So I pray that your sister gets better with it and I just wanted to ask you because of you being, you know, as healthy as you are, because a lot of people would think that, you know, well, I'm healthy, have the same mindset that it won't get me, you know, because I'm healthy, but it's a sneaky beast, and it creeps
out
every once in a while. Yeah, it's a sneaky beast.
It
is.
Wow. And,
so what is
and one thing that I was, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, Timmy.
There was kind of early on in this, I became aware of one of the guys that I play hockey with, and he is a long hauler, much sicker than my sister. He got it in like February of 2020, and this is a guy in his low 30s, super fit, athletic, lean, and so in other words, no comorbidities or anything at all like that, no previous conditions or anything. And he got so sick, and he was an LA Unified teacher, and unable to support himself, had to pack up and move back home to his family's home in San Diego. He is not healthy at this point. Basically said his goodbyes, not that he's dying, but that he'll never be able – he believes that he'll never be able to come play hockey with us again. And this is, you know, as I said, like a 32-year-old guy, super lean and fit and healthy prior to COVID. So so I had a couple examples around me in my life between him and my sister that made me, you know, like aware of the fact that, like, yeah, anybody can be sick or whatever for a week or so or whatever, and that's one thing, but nobody wants to be a long hauler and suffer long-term symptoms where, you know, still to this day, as I said, you know, these two people who I mentioned are still not feeling well.
It's definitely a real thing out there. I call it a beast because it's so beasty. It reminds me of, I don't know, that movie, The Blob, you know, The Blob.
Yeah. Well, so to your question, because you opened the door, Queen Jean, the bigger question, and part of the reason, like, I was angry about having to get the vaccine and everything is, and I know this is where I go off on a vegan animal rights type monologue here or something like that, but if you look at the history of the last 100 years of pandemics, almost all of them originate in animals. They originate from the way humans either eat animals or treat animals. Mm-hmm. And that goes for AIDS to mad cow disease to H1N1, SARS, obviously COVID-19, the Spanish flu all those years ago. If you look at the origins, almost every pandemic in the last 100 years comes from eating animals. So as somebody who does not eat animals or mistreat animals, and as I said, like, this is a Band-Aid. The vaccine itself is a Band-Aid. And part of, like, we might have to get it every year going forward. We don't know yet. There is another pandemic around the corner. Will it be as bad? Hopefully not. But they're always going to keep coming as long as we continue to eat animals. So that's why, like, the other side of it is like, yeah, I'm a vegan and I'm having to get it because other people want to eat animals. But, like, I'm doing my part by not eating animals. What about everybody else? And that's that's where, like, you know, I was just saying, yeah, I'm angry about it. And one of the things also that I want people to know, and I wrote about it on my Instagram last Sunday, is I don't get the flu shot every year. I just never felt compelled to get it. And then when I became vegan, I learned that they have bovine elements in it, which are from cattle, from a cow or steer. So I assume that since what COVID-19 is, it's called a zoonotic disease. And zoonotic means that it transfers from animals to humans. And so I just assume that the vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine, would have animal ingredients in it. And so I was like, yeah, ethically, I don't know that I want to get it. And from my research, I found out that it is indeed vegan. However, it is not cruelty-free. The coronavirus vaccine was created and tested on hundreds of monkeys and mice. And then they all killed those animals after the tests. So it's not cruel. While it's vegan, it is not cruelty-free. So I had a moment where I was just like, okay, well, now what? And I did, you know, as I continued to do some research or whatever, they were saying that if an animal gives its life to extend the life of a human, that, you know, we should honor that and get the vaccine. So that was kind of my stance there, like from an ethical standpoint.
Wow. Well, thank you. I'm glad I did open that door because you just gave a lot of knowledge on that.
Well, I was hoping that some people listening out there might hear some things that might inspire them, you know, one way or the other. I don't take a stance and I don't judge anybody either way.
Yeah.
Everybody has to make their own decisions. You know, you tragically lost your sister, so you know how real that this is. And you know, again, everybody has to make their own decisions. But I also know going forward, you know, one of the things I started to when they started to open things up, and you guys, you know, because we're all in California here, the three of us, and when they started saying, oh yeah, you can go to a Golden State Warriors game or whatever, or you can go to a Lakers game or whatever, and it's like, okay, to walk into Staples Center, you have to either have two vaccines, like proof of having two vaccines, or a negative test within the last 72 hours prior to game time. So
right.
Every time you decide you want to go to like a Lakers game or a Warriors game or whatever, you got to go and get, you know, spend $50 on getting a COVID test. You see where that adds up and it becomes inconvenient or whatever. So I started thinking, like, if that is what the world is going to become, meaning like you have to show proof that you've been vaccinated or have a negative test within a certain amount of time or whatever, you start to see, like, from a practical standpoint that it just becomes difficult. So it's like, yeah, it's just much easier to just get the vaccine and be done with it.
Yeah, I think now even with taking flights that you have to show that you have been vaccinated as well. So, yeah.
I don't know if that I mean, it might be one of the criteria because one of my – friends, like we were comparing notes for a long time, and I actually haven't even told them yet that I did cave and got the vaccine. But he's somebody who travels a lot for his work, a music industry guy, and he had not gotten the vaccine, and he canceled his appointment, and he was just feeling that he's not going to get it, and was flying without any problems. But I imagine you probably do have to prove that you have tested negative within a certain amount of time.
Yeah. Wow. I wanted to ask you about the karaoke, because you're doing something now. Is that showing people how to do karaoke?
Definitely not me. Definitely not me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because there is a – I was looking when I pulled you up, there's a governor, Rick Scott. I said, that's not my Rick Scott right there. That man looks like he's in his late. He just looks – you know, my Rick Scott looks very youthful, so that's not him.
Well, first of all, he's no longer governor. He's been – he is now senator of Florida. Unfortunately, I get tagged on some angry posts on social media because a lot of people don't like him because he is, I don't mean to insult anybody that might be listening here, but he is what I call a Trump handsy. He is somebody that's, you know, kind of a staunch Trumpian Republican. And so I get tagged on a lot of angry posts that people think that I'm him. I'm like, hey, you're tagging the wrong guy.
Yeah, because I've seen it. I was like, oh no, that's not
yeah.
Scott. Yeah. Okay. Well, I know I've been running lives and been talking a lot. Do you have any questions?
No, you've actually been doing a great job, Queen. I mean, I've been you take the lead tonight. You're doing a great job about these questions. My only question I did have was off subject a little bit, but you mentioned earlier about the music PR firm. And I know just from hearing in the last interview, and just like what you spoke about with Earth and the Fire, this is, you know, this is what you do. But I know it seems like more of your time has been with the health and wellness and the hockey thing. How is the music business for you these days with the PR firm and all of that?
Thank you for asking, G. Lou. It's kind of an auspicious occasion. Well, not only is it the anniversary of our first interview together, but on May 1st, Great Scott Productions, my PR firm, turns 30 years. For 30 years, I've been working from home. So the pandemic ain't got nothing on me as far as what we went through last year.
Right.
Thankfully, I can report that it's showing some signs of life again. I referenced that one of the biggest jazz festivals in the country took place last weekend down in the Florida Panhandle. It's called the Sea Breeze Jazz Festival, and I had a number of clients that were at that. And I've been getting some email blasts for some festivals and shows that I see coming up. A lot of them, they're outdoors, they're shows, they're concerts in wineries and outdoor festivals or whatever. So I imagine that obviously that's the first thing to come back. And those are for shows mostly in June, July, August, September, October even. So I'm glad to see some life there. Artists are still releasing records and always have throughout this. So I have had some work in the music space since our last conversation. But it has been quiet. Obviously, it was quiet because no artists were able to tour for a long time.
Right.
So.
Right. How do you think moving forward with everything back opened up, which it seems to be, do you think everything will ever be quite the same, or do you think it'll just be different and eventually evolve into better, like how it was, or better, or just do you think, or will regress? Like, what do you think about the future of, you know, everything right now as far as when it opens up?
Yeah, you know, D. Lou, when your producer extraordinaire Jeff contacted me and asked about if I would come back on the show, and I said, yeah, what's the subject? Cause I remember when we started last year, you guys wanted to talk to me about my first job post.
Right. We talked more about
road manager for the trip.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And then, of course, we discovered a whole lot of other things that we share in common, the three of us. So we went off on a whole other trip. In any event, Jeff, I say, hey, what's the subject this time? And he said, life after the pandemic. And it inspired a post because it's not over, you know?
Right.
It's not over.
Right.
And we have a long way to go. And I think, like, when we talk about AIDS and you know, the various diseases and illnesses or whatever, it's like we find a way to learn to live with it. And we don't know how long we're going to be dealing with this, and masks and other precautions. And I don't know how fast you are now to shake somebody's hand. Somebody hugged me
exactly.
And,
that's what I said.
And I
that's what I asked, because that's what I feel. I don't think that type of stuff will just never be the same. Even space, like, it's almost natural now to have some space and to kind of just be cautionary, even if, you know, you had a vaccine or not. Even if you have a mask, it's just so many things are different. But I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, no. You're right. I mean, I think of so many things. Like, a year and a half ago, I'll take it, my sister used to tease me because I used to she thought I overused hand sanitizer. Nobody is being accused of overusing hand sanitizer at this point.
Exactly.
I just use it, like, if I touch the elevator button, I use it, you know, when I get in my car, I use it. If I use the ATM machine or whatever, I use it. If I, you know, open door handles, like in public, like, say, going in and out of the Staples Center or something like that. I mean, so it's like, yeah, I mean,
and then those
you're right.
are the things we think about now, even before we touch things.
Yeah.
Even if you can avoid it, you will. Maybe your elbow, you know, just things we think that we didn't think about before, like you said, you know.
For sure. And there were so that, yeah, before is the hand sanitizer. Yeah, one of the other things that I always do is, like, when I would meet somebody, is that I would fist bump them and not shake their hand.
Right.
And part right. of that, I mean, it sounds silly now, whatever, it's like not in lieu of what we went through in the last year, but one of the things that I was a hockey player who became a bicycle racer who then went back to hockey. And during my years, and I still do some work in pro cycling, and during my years or decades being around pro cyclists and Olympic athletes, cyclists that I represented, everybody's afraid to get sick. Nobody wants to get sick because mm-hmm. if you get sick, you miss time, you can't train, you fall behind,
it
takes a long time to get back. And so, like, cyclists are, like, really, like, you know, notorious for being, like, extra precautious to make sure they don't ever get sick. Because, like, and I shouldn't just say cyclists, any endurance athlete, because, you know, they're doing something for 4, 5, 6 hours or whatever in their sport. And so you're really, really tearing down your immune system. So they would take extra precautions away from their sport to try to stay healthy. And so I have held on to some of those things. And so whenever I meet somebody or whatever, they immediately put out their hand and I immediately, like, fist bump them or whatever. And this is before
like,
COVID.
Like, don't mean to be rude,
so,
buddy,
like,
but... Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And now, like, you know, and that was before COVID, and now I could see going back to that, and being comfortable. We will in time become more comfortable being around each other and being around strangers and different things. I think that's just inherent in who we are as people, and you know, we want to connect. And we've been unable to do that. I think it was Monday this week. Honestly, in the year that I've spoken to you, other than on the ice where, like, you hug a hockey player, like, after somebody scores the goal or whatever, I've not had a hug in real life in a year. And the other day, as I was getting ready to walk on the ice, somebody came up to me, and they just gave me a hug. And, I mean, I was in my hockey equipment or whatever else, and as I was getting ready to go on the ice, but I was just like, it threw me off for a second because, like, oh, my God, like, it's just, like, such a strange thing at this point. But I think in time we will all start to feel more comfortable and open ourselves up like that again. But then again, it's much like,
time.
You know, if you've been burned, if you, you know, you put your hand on a hot stove or you've been sick or you've been hurt or, you know, say in a romantic relationship or whatever, and it's like you're cautious for a while and it lingers and it stays with you. And I have a feeling that this is going to stay with us in a lot of ways and a lot of things are going to change or stay changed.
Right.
yeah
stay changed. I just think, like you said.
Go ahead,
Queen.
Oh,
I was just saying that.
It's safe to say that we're all a little OCD now.
Yeah, there you go. There you go, that part. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And
how do you feel?
That thing, like you said, things will
feel
the same, but we'll find a way to make them okay. Like, if we have to do different things, like, say, eventually everything will get back, but it'll probably just change how we do things or something. But before, you know, something of that nature. Because, like I said, we've been through a lot, and we find ways to make it through and keep going. So this is no different, but it'll just probably change some things up of how we do it, but, you know, we'll get there.
G. Lou, I have a question for you. How comfortable do you feel being back in the gym now and being around other people, and especially, like, at least what I know and I experienced in my own gym, and remember, I train a lot with young 20-something athletes or teenagers or whatever, and I walk in and they're not wearing masks or whatever, and I have to be the guy to say, hey, can you please put on your mask? How do you feel when you walk into the gym? Number one, how comfortable are you, you know, with mask people? Two, how comfortable are you when you see the dude over there, you know, by the bench press, and he's not wearing a mask? Does that anger you? Does that make you feel uncomfortable?
First of all, where I go to the gym, you have to wear a mask. So, I mean, everybody has to have a mask on anyway. You know what I mean? And if you do see somebody, it's probably just briefly or something. So they have to wear a mask where I go. But secondly, I mean, I do my own thing. I don't really train with people anyway. So I do my own thing. So I'm always distant. I'm doing my own thing. So I'm never just in front of anybody or around like anybody besides just people being around. But I have my mask on. I wear gloves. And I just kind of do my own thing anyway. you know. So
okay,
that's how I'm comfortable. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I have a question for both of you guys because I don't go to a gym, but I was sitting in the car one day and there was a kickboxing class that I was watching going on, and I noticed that after people walked out and walked away from the equipment, someone came in behind them and sprayed it and cleaned it up.
Yeah.
Are they doing that in the gym now?
Yeah.
I know before you were
the gym I go to, that's what they do.
Taking a towel and. Oh, okay, so they do clean the equipment.
Nah, that gym I go to, everybody has to clean, and then they have workers. They have, like, a lot of workers in there, and that's what they have, specific workers that just go around and just sanitize everything throughout, like, the whole stay you're in there. You know what I mean? So, yeah, and then that's what they advise everybody to do, and everybody does where I go. When they get done with something, they spray it down and wipe it down. And then, like I said, they have people that come around are constantly doing it as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things, one of the positives we can say about all of this is, you know, kind of a community feeling, if you will, you know, things bringing
right.
us closer together. And so you kind of share in the responsibility. And so, I mean, you know, as they say, like, my mask is for you, not for me, right?
Exactly.
And vice versa.
That's how I look at it.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, so but now I will say that in my situation, my gym is a private gym here on the property of where I live. And so there isn't, I mean, they come through and they clean it once a day, and there is nobody in there, like, you know, a mask police. So I end up having to go in there. I went in there a week or so ago, and there were four members of the Loyola Marymount University rowing team. Four of them were in there lifting. And I had to be the guy in there to say, hey, can you guys please, if I have to breathe through this mask, you guys have to breathe through this mask. So when I go in there later tonight, because it's going to be a late night workout for me tonight, in all likelihood, nobody will be in there. And so, yeah, I'll be mask free or whatever and by myself. But if there's
like
somebody else
courtesy.
In there, then, yeah, I'll
somebody
have
else is around, you do the courtesy and wear the mask really for them. It's, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
It's me as well if you have different people, but it's courtesy. You know, because like you
exactly.
said, they may not want to wear a mask, but if they see somebody coming in that they don't know that's coming in to work out and they have a mask on, you know, it should be courtesy, you know?
Exactly.
Have any of you guys found a mask that is really comfortable for you yet? Because I know there's people out here trying to make these masks that can be as comfortable, but has any, because they even have these plastic insertions that you can wear. No, I haven't either. What about?
I haven't had one. I mean, the thing they wear, you could put, which I have a couple, and I just don't like wearing that. But I guess it's probably the most comfortable one because it's not on your fit. The one like the shield thing, I'm sure, because it's not really touching anything. But I don't like that. But as far as the mask, I haven't found one. It's like they're okay. Like when I put it on, it may be okay for a while, but eventually it's certain things that bother me. It's around my ear. That thing kind of hurts after a while, or just the breathing. After it's not always comfortable, but you know, I've learned to deal with it now, you know. So you know, so it is what it is.
Yeah, I'm really getting hot now because out here in Carolina, it's been hot for the last 2 weeks. Like it's just crazy hot. So wearing that mask sometimes is And I wear it when I'm out. And
well, I mean, you're wearing it when you're out. So if you ain't got to be out nowhere and you by yourself, you ain't got to wear it. So I love when you are out.
Yeah, when you're out. And, you know, I wear it until I get to the car. But as soon as people walk out the door or the store or whatever, they take that mask off quickly. So, and I miss hugs, too, Rick. I miss them, too. I mean, I do get them from my family because I live with my family. So that's the plus for me. But I miss giving hugs as well to friends, you know.
I'll tell you, aside from the touching, even Gene, I mean, this is like really simple, but like I just smile, like when I'm around, like out and about, I smile at people all the time, and I realize now that like obviously like half my face is covered, so people don't really know whatever. And
right.
For me, like, you know, aside from just, you know, human touch or whatever in that sense, You know, just the fact, like, everywhere I go, if it's, you know, somebody in the supermarket or whatever that's, you know, doing a courtesy to you or whatever, it's like, yeah, of course, you know, I'll say thank you or whatever else. But I like to smile at people and say, hey, how are you? How's your day going or whatever else? And,
yeah.
And so, you know, when you, because we're kind of isolated and that element is, you know, removed or whatever, it, you know, as I say, you know, that connection is just not there. So.
Yeah, and I agree with you. Like, now people do speak more now than they have with the mask on. You know, you find more people saying hello to you or, hey, how you doing? And I also tell the workers that who are at the stores or whatever, you know, thank you. Thank you for being here, because they're taking a big chance on the essential workers of being out, making sure that our needs are being taken care of. You know,
for sure.
Stores being open and hospitals, and, you know, you have to tell them thank you as well, because they're taking a risk. They're taking a big risk. So,
yeah. So. Well, even it didn't take a pandemic. I always, that's just always been my thing is I always thank people for their service and for being there for us or whatever. I don't care if it's the person that's doing the Zamboni at the rink, or, you know, keeping the ice, or you know, wiping down the equipment in the gym, G-Lew, or you know, whatever it may be. You know, I always, you know, like to thank people for their service.
Thank you.
And, you know, and I'll always say, even in the supermarket, and these days, of course, we're bagging our own groceries again or whatever, and it's like, you know, I still thank the cashier, you know, thank you for your service. Thank you for your kind service or whatever. You know, it just, as you say, it's like, you know, we appreciate them being there. So that was me before the pandemic, and then certainly me after, too. So.
Yeah, and it is good to be that way. You know, it's just good to be, like the song started off with the show today, just be thankful. You know, so, it's good to be that way.
That was beautiful when you spoke about that.
Yeah, just be thankful. You know, I had said to my sister, I said, it's something we cannot even see has shut the world down, and it's going to take someone that we can't see to fix it when the Most High is ready to fix it. Isn't it something?
That's deep.
I shared that with my sister today, and she was like, wow. And I said, I know, right? Like, it just came to me, and I said it to her, and So we have to be more thankful and more humble as human beings on so many levels, you know. But Rick, we thank you for honoring the show again. It was such a pleasure having you on here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm gonna continue to follow you and, you know, keeping us healthy. Do you meal prep, or do you do any meal prepping?
I don't do a ton of cooking, to be honest with you. So I keep it really simple. And I will say that that's one thing that during the pandemic, I know a lot of people gained weight. They talk about the COVID-10 or the COVID-15 or whatever it may be. I lost a few pounds, and I lost a few pounds for two reasons. Number one, I wasn't able to lift the heavy weights, because I had maximum initially of 25-pound dumbbells. So I lost a few pounds of muscle. But I also ate cleaner. And part of it was just like, I just wanted everything to be as simple as possible. And so it's like, okay, if dinner tonight is a handful of carrots and a handful of nuts and a sweet potato and an apple, and some dates or whatever, like, I'm good, you know, I'm good. It's like, I'm getting everything I want. And it's, so there's no meal prep involved with that. Otherwise, like, I tend to eat a lot of salads. I make a lot of smoothies. They're all very simple. They don't involve meal prep. The only meal prep might come about, I might make, say quinoa or brown rice, with a lot of vegetables thrown in there. And so usually I'll make enough for two nights. So, you know, I'll have that. Occasionally I might bake a sweet potato ahead of time or whatever. So that's about the only meal prep that I really need.
Yeah. I know what I've been eating lately to help with my sweet craving is apples and peanut butter. What do you think about that combination?
Yeah, well, first of all, I was going to say yum. I eat nut butters every day, peanut butter,
yeah.
Sunflower seed butter, which is super sweet, by the way. And I do tend to, seasonally, I tend to eat an apple a day. I know there's a famous thing about that, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. But, I tend to eat an apple a day. Now, when we start getting into our summer months, that apple will get substituted out for, say, peaches or plums or watermelon or cherries or just any of the seasonal fruit that we get in the summer. And then it always goes back to, like, come the fall and winter, goes back to apple. And like what you're saying, like, I love the way you said that, Queen Jean, as far as, like, satiating your sweet tooth. Because I always say that I have a sweet tooth also. And so after I might have a big salad with, say, seitan or tempeh in it or whatever after a workout. But then there's that sweet tooth. And so I usually satiate it with a piece of fruit. So good choice.
Yeah. I was trying to get my grandson to eat something. He was like, and I was like, you don't even have any idea what you're missing, because I love to get me a nice apple and slice it up. And then if I want nuts, I would get the crunchy peanut butter with the crunchy peanut butter. So
yeah.
Oh my God.
Just go organic. just make sure you get organic. One thing that I try to stay away from are the peanut butters that have, or any of the nut butters that have palm seed oil in it or whatever. First of all, I try to minimize oils, period, and really try to not take them at all. I don't add oil to anything, and I try to stay away from oil in foods, like even say a salad dressing. I just use balsamic vinegar. Oil is nothing but fat. And just, clogs your arteries, and we don't want any of that. Palm oil, like, just gets into the slave labor that is used to get that oil. So,
yeah, because that almond butter, I know it has oil in it sometimes. I open it up, and I'm like,
I would say, people, the best thing you can do is read your labels, and you just don't want any added oil. If there's, like, if you're getting an almond butter, the only ingredients that you want in there are almonds. Or same with peanut butter or sunflower seed butter. You don't need anything else. So the ones that will say, and they add, like, palm seed oil or whatever else, it's like, well, that's so, like, you don't have to stir your peanut butter or whatever, and that almost makes it, even more of a processed food. The idea is you want to minimize your processed foods as well, but definitely you don't want added oil to anything.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you so much. If you can just let the people know where they can follow you at, your handles.
Oh, thank you. My Instagram is RickScott16, 16 being my hockey number, so RickScott16 on Instagram.
Mm.
Vibrant Energy, our website is vibrantnrg.com, and you can find links to our socials up there, because they're all slightly different. It's not, the company name is Vibrant Energy, ENRGY, but the website is simple, vibrantnrg.com. So those are two great ways. And to make sure that you're communicating with the right person, if you friend me on Facebook, it's rick.scott. And therefore you will not get in touch with the senator from Florida.
Right. And how are you spelling energy?
Oh, wow.
Tell me that again. How are you spelling energy?
NRG, vibrantnrg.com takes you to our website.
Okay.
And there's a lot of information up there. Obviously it's health and wellness, but I also do a lot of speaking out for, human rights as well as animal rights and everything. Obviously, we had a tough year in other areas as well, which we haven't talked about. But, I kind of step up, If I see something, I say something. So,
I'll definitely check the site out.
Yeah,
thank you once again for honoring us with your presence on the show, our anniversary. So, hey, we have an anniversary without even knowing we were having an anniversary. So thank you, Jeff, again. And thank you as well. Is there anything else that you want to speak on?
No, I'm just filled with love and gratitude, for both of you, Queen Jean and G Lou and Jeff. You know, thank you so much for having me back on. I will look forward to our rendezvous a year from now.
Yeah, we can probably make this every year thing. Like, why not? Because everything changes. You'll have something different to share with us. So we can definitely
Do
that. So, Jeff, if you're still listening, you have to make sure you keep that on your calendar. So we can bring Rick back for our
right.
Because
that was right on. That was like right on time right there. That was crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Without even knowing.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, I know the three of us will stay in touch through social media and everything as well. And as always, I say this to you guys. I said this to you both last time before we wrapped up, and I'm saying this to you guys as well as to all your listeners. Anybody wants to reach out to me, it's confidential, and I'm here to help. If anybody has any questions, they want to talk about whether it's their health, nutrition, working out, or even their music, I'm happy to serve. So, reach out.
Thank you so much.
Thank you That's so much.
Up,
so you
man.
All heard Rick is there. He's your man to go to for your health and wellness, music, just good conversation. So check Rick out, and we thank you for joining us this evening, and blessings to your prosperity, and we'll have you on again next year around this time.
Thank you. You guys stay safe and healthy. Much love.
much love.
Thank
enjoy
you.
Enjoy your workout this evening.
Go ahead
and have that good workout this evening, so enjoy that, and we'll
talk to you soon. Okay. Cheers. Bye-bye.
All right. Peace and love. Rick Scott, ladies and gentlemen, Rick Scott, the G Lou Show Flashback Friday. Queen Jean G Lou, always a great time, man. It's funny stuff too, man. It's just fun, all fun, man. But Queen, you did a great job taking the lead tonight and doing an interview with Rick. Great job.
Thank you.
Before we continue, let me take a caller right quick. Caller, hello.
G Lou, man, I got a handful of hugs, man. And I want to share
man,
them with
stop
you.
Stop it. Don't you start, Ali.
I want to share these handful of push-ups with you, G. Lou. My Neil. I love you, man.
Oh,
Long beats to watch, my Lou.
Oh, my God.
With the queen. I got the queen driving. Nigga, I got the queen driving my 6-4.
Queen says she gets up. What you tell them, Queen? Sometimes with only certain kinds, though. What you say, Queen? She says she likes certain kinds. What kind you like, Queen?
Cashews. Queen likes the cashews
and
the chestnuts.
They have a mixture of nuts. So I like to buy the can of mixture of nuts.
Queen OG, she like the walnuts and the chestnuts, the ones you got to break with the nutcracker.
You know those big black ones with the hard shell?
Yeah.
You definitely have to use a nutcracker with those. You can,
you know what I'm saying?
As kids, if you didn't have the nutcracker, you get the hammer. You're trying to break them and the nut shells just go all over the floor.
Some people used to be serious and walk around with their little nutcrackers. I'd be like, damn.
I ain't never liked no nuts, nothing.
And not even personal. I mean, not even funny. Like, I just never liked no type of nuts. And then my cookies, I told my grandma when she made the chocolate chip cookies, don't put the
walnut.
Whatever nut. Like, no type of nuts.
Yeah.
Only nuts I probably like is in a Snicker bar. And that's rare.
I love nuts.
Yeah.
Love
well, you know, them almonds is pretty thick, G Lou.
I ain't no almond, no nuts. I don't do no nuts.
Sometimes you feel like
a
nut.
Like
sometimes
that.
You don't.
Yeah, yeah.
Ow!
Oh my goodness.
Because
you don't need trail mix. You don't need trail mix with
you got to play that Michael Hennessy tonight. You got to play that Michael Hennessy tonight, G-Lo.
Not even being funny. I just never have. Not even being funny. And I just never have, though.
Hey,
yeah,
G-Lo.
I don't like pecans, none of that. What up, Ali?
Can you play Michael Hennessy tonight, wide receiver?
Wide receiver? Boy, stop, man. Stop it, man. Stop it, Ali. This guy right
get
here.
Get out.
Oh, my God.
I'm sitting in the – come
queen,
on, man. Play the call. Come on. Come on, play the wild
man.
Receiver, man. Thanks, Mean Joe.
Man,
go away
no
and take that smelly T-shirt with you.
This boy Ali is a fool. The Rev Ali, y'all.
Oh, nice to you, man. I'm right here listening. Right here listening. All right,
man.
Come on, man. Play the mic for me, man. Play the mic.
Man,
I'm right here
it,
listening.
Man, stop it. We'll be
let's
right
take
back.
A live,
we'll
Gino.
Right yeah, let's say yeah, like, yeah. That's you know what I need. I need to get one of them drops. I need to get like a button. You know, I have a button queen with all the sound. I need to get one for Posse. Let's take a ride. When I need to play that. Let's take a ride. We'll be right
God
back.
Bless all listeners, and may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with everybody. Hey, what's up? This is Isaac Pedroza. You're listening to the G-Lu Show. You want to be blessed? Listen in, man, because it's where it's at.
everybody. The coolest legend, the cool, the DJ, the Red Alert is now about me. It's about the G-Lu. You know what I say? The G-Lu show. Check it out each and every time. Let's make things happen. The Red Alert giving it to you, all right? Let's go.
Every second, every minute, man, I swear that she can get it. Say if you a bad bitch, put your hands up high. Hands up high, hands up high. Tell them dim the lights down right now. Put me in the mood. I'm talking about dark room perfume. Go, go.
I recognize your fragrance, hold up, you ain't never gotta say shit, and I know you taste this a little bit, high maintenance, everybody else basic, you live life on an everyday basis, with poetic justice, if I told you that a flower blooms in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, I write poems in these songs, dedicated to you when you're in the mood for empathy, it's blood in my pen, better yet with your friends and them. I really wanna know you all, I really wanna show you off. Fuck that, pour up plenty of champagne. Cold nights when you curse this name. You called up your girlfriends and y'all curled in that little bitty range. I heard that she wanna go and party. She wanna go and party. Nigga don't approach her with that Atari. Nigga that ain't good game, homie, sorry. They say conversation rule a nation. I can tell, but I could never write my wrongs lest I write it down for real. P.S.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in the song, alright.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. I really hope you play this, cause oh girl, you test my patience with all these seductive photographs and all these one-off vacations you've been taking. Clearly a lot for me to take in, it don't make sense. Young East African girl, you too busy fucking with your other man. I was trying to put you on game, put you on a plane, take you and your mama to the motherland. I could do it, maybe one day, when you figure out you're gonna need someone. When you figure out it's all right here in the city and you don't run from where we come from. That sound like poetic justice, poetic justice. You were so new to this life, but goddamn, you got adjusted. I mean, I write poems in these songs, dedicated to the front sex, your natural hair and your soft skin and your big ass and that sundress. Ooh, good God, what you doing that walk for? When I see that they move, I just wish we would fight less and we would talk more. They say communication, save relations, I can tell, but I can never write my wrongs unless I write them down for real. P.S.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in the song, alright.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want.
Every time I write these words, they become a taboo. Making sure my punctuation curve, heavy letter hits true. Living my life in the margins, and that metaphor was proof. I'm talking poetic justice, poetic justice. If I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, you need to hear this. Love is not just a verb, it's you looking in the mirror. Love is not just a verb, it's you looking for it, maybe. Call me crazy, we can both be insane. A fatal attraction is common, and what we have common is pain. I mean, you need to hear this. Love is not just a verb, and I can see power steering. Sex drive when you swerve, I want that interference. It's coherent, I can hear it, That's your heartbeat, it either caught me or it caught me, Read slow and you'll find gold mines in these lines. Sincerely, yours truly, and right before you go blind, P.S. You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in the song.
Stay up, baby boy.
I got you. know about that, Mel.
That's my shit, youngster.
You don't know nothing about that, boy. That's for grown folks right there.
I used to get a lot of pussy off of that song. Pick up a bigger jumpsuit next week.
Oldies Rule Forever, Volume 1. Yeah. G Lou. Oldies Rule Forever. Diamond in the back, sun rooftop, missing, listen to them oldies, homie, I'm in my caddy tipping, paint dripping cause it's wetter than the lake, on my way back to the bank, putting paint where it ain't, premium gas up in my tank when I'm dipping, premium gas up in my blunt makes a difference, I smoke a little then I feel a little cool, since oldies rule forever, I'ma keep it old school, I'm a diamond in the rough, homie, something like a jewel, got a pistol in my pocket, homie, similar to a tool, it ain't no rules in these streets, cousins, and these youngsters act a fool cause we ain't teach them nothing. But how to rob, steal, and kill at will without no sympathy. We in the last days right now, it ain't no mystery. We got a history of murders like 187, but then we wonder if we still go to heaven. I ain't no reverend nor a preacher, I'm more like a G-rated motivational speaker. As it gets deeper, I bring you into the fold, cause a good die young while the rest grow old. Hold, let's take a stroll, 10 carloads of real homies as we politic on how to break the code. Let's take it back to the old, where everybody had structure, way before they sold their soul. Homie sipping old gold as we listen to the old school rhythm and blues from days of old. And make a G feel grateful, so all praises to the Most High cause I'm thankful. Better yet, I'm able to articulate these words when I speak. Break it down in lyrical form and say I'm on these beats. Word on the streets is the streets never lose. So the young black and brown homie still catch the flu. Win or lose, it don't matter cause we still seem lost. Underrated, miseducated and still pay the cost. It's like we living just to die, murder race sky high. And these politicians still telling lies. Your friends be your homies in disguise, steady calling you your bro when they really be the cause of your demise. Open your eyes and see the light, cause when the day turns to night, you gon' really see the demons in your sight. On that note, cuz I'm out, all my real ones stay solid, all you suckers watch your mouth. Love is the house, you know I got the key. Oldies rule forever, much love from the G.
This is a fantastic album, man. Let me borrow.
No, my brother.
You got to buy your own.
John. I'm here with Queen and G Lou on the G Lou Show.
Yeah, it's the memoirs of a man. The celebration of life. No matter what physical state your body in, you alive. Enjoy, live it, feel it, taste it. Breathe it in. No one's immortal. Don't think about your expiration date, your fate. Celebrate. Been there, done that. Can't tell me a goddamn thing about rap. See, my mama always stressed I ain't living right. But I ain't going out without a fight. I think I smoke too much. Consider Newports cost $6. I wonder if I blew out a lung. How my name's Tweed, I be choking off weed. Tell me, how the hell I catch pneumonia when I grew up in sunny California? Man, what the hell am I thinking? Got 25 years plus drinking. From the A-ball, boom form, night train, silver satin, Kool-Aid, everything in between. Gotta have a toe back brain. Sipping cocaine back in the day, watching Soul Train. And my heart's still ticking, even though I can't quit eating fried chicken. If be glad to be alive. Throw your hands in the sky. Remember those gone. Life goes on.
Man, sweet Cadillac, you take me back to when I was in Frisco, man. Two cats come in with choppers, waving them around, telling them things was gonna get ugly. And they didn't find out where it was at. So glad they got it. I'm so glad to be alive.
Living life from a jail cell. Hoping I can read a little junk mail. On earth, living hell. Oh well, oh well. I like steak, red meat bad. My arteries straight clogged up from the fast. Now the water off the faucet ain't good.
God damn.
Ain't nothing pure in the hood. It's a downright shame. Cause then a goddamn thing finna change. Who said life is a beach? Ask a wino living on the street. I never thought about suicide. That's a punk way out where to die. Man, life ain't cursed. You could be up in a hearse getting driven to a church. If you're glad to be alive, throw your hands in the sky. Remember those gone. Life goes on.
Even though I was flying down the freeway, you know, going 100 miles an hour. Passed out behind the wheel, carbon dioxide. Missed oncoming traffic. Hit a building, lay in a coma for 17 days. But you know what? Glad to be alive.
Have you ever heard a bully ghost theme? Pass your head at the age of 14. Why did it burn when I peed? I didn't know why it called BD. I think about the cats that we ran past. And it wasn't even over no crack sack. All of them came back strapped. I could have straight got laid out flat. Living life as a hustler, raised to be a hustler. Living in LA was a motherfucker. Harlem, California is a game. We all had to claim, everybody vain. Been stabbed, put up in a chokehold. They say I blacked out, beat up by the popo. Live life to the fullest, cause you can't outrun no bullet. If you're glad to be alive, throw your hands in the sky. Remember those gone, life goes on.
Yeah, man, this small's major, man. Just remembering those that's gone, man. My close-death experience, man. Me and the homie standing on the corner. The mother side of niggas come through and start shooting shots.
Flashback Friday radio show on the G Loop Show with Queen Jim. G Loop sponsored by BTP Media Group, 93 Tweed FM Ism, Dee Dee Harrison of Westside Car Club. Flashback Fridays.
Peace, King.
Peace, King.
Listen, they wrote a book on your life.
Right.
You think anybody read it?
No fucking doubt.
Let's make history, homie.
Alright then.
You know we brought the hoes, clothes, and money rolls to the table.
No fucking doubt.
Time to manifest this.
We the flyest, nigga.
Bring it to a hole, you know?
Gangsta, nigga.
Niggas better watch your back, it's so cold. Pinky ring shining, so act like you don't know. Bitches in heat for niggas that got dough. We the flyest gangsta. What you don't got is my natural glow. Counting out stacks and macking out hoes. Pushing big dicks and packing our chrome. We the flyest gangsta.
Follow, I'm like a Lamborghini green Diablo. Cool VT, it's like DVD when I flow. Feel me. I'm loved like the great late Malik Silly. The one to play a haters hate dearly, but can't near me. Homicide can't scare me. I abide by the laws of these streets. Sincerely, a real nigga, the type that can build with ya. Verbalize, bring life to a still picture. It's God-given, been blessed with our laws, vision, strength and beauty. Truly my only duty is to dodge prison. Play with me, I'm modest till them strays hit me. Regardless of circumstances, I'ma stay filthy. Dope forever, the lives stay low forever. And fuck niggas, cause it's hard to keep them close together. One dependent, no wife, one co-dependent. No forms of weakness, I flow with vengeance.
Niggas better watch your back, it's so cold. Pinky ring shining, so act like you don't know. Bitches in heat for niggas that got dough. We the flyest gangsta. What you don't got is my natural glow. Counting out stacks and macking out hoes. Pushing big dicks and packing our chrome. We the flyest gangsta.
I do what I can do when I can do it. Feel how I feel when I feel what I'm feeling. Live how I live, it's only cause I've been through it. Learn to try it like you eat it and shit is nothing to it. Burn it, light it, weed it and off the liquor. While driving outside, I'll never catch a vehicular homicide. My music is a description of my vibe, of course. My life, my sights, my thoughts, what I like on my fork. Cause you are what you eat what you can. You pray to bless the food, but first you wash your hands. So wash away them bad spirits, so bring it in your home. Once you let them in, they stay and evil be gone. Say it, I'm proud of Mace for giving himself to the Lord. One of the states, think about big anymore. Of course, my nigga Hoss got married. See, shit is changing. We ain't these little niggas no more. Running dangerous. I like the bone. I'm a peaceful brother. Eat them so much, the girls call me seafood lover. Be having they legs shaking. Stab them, break them. I'm Hercules, Hercules when having relations. The
niggas better watch your back, it's so cold. Pinky ring shining, so act like you don't know. Bitches in heat for niggas that got dough.
Of our bone.
As we hold the Kavan,
kamikaze style,
hold the cats, coaching us on.
Yo, it's killer be killed.
Understand, villa be real.
A 40 shot spectrum,
make your whole embassy nail. Identity still protected by
my energy shield.
And fuck a drop, cause that's that shit that got Kennedy killed.
Close the book,
retort, never expose a crook.
Between a knight and a bishop,
wanna knock your book. I'm a rare breed, never had a fear to leave.
I ain't like niggas with sight,
too impaired to read.
We both hard hit, just like Camacho and Vargas. Who's a target? Now watch how we close the market, motherfucker.
Niggas better watch your back, it's so cold. Pinky ring shining, so act like you don't know. Bitches in heat for niggas that got dough. We the flyest gangsta. What you don't got is my natural glow. Counting out stacks and macking out hoes. Pushing big dicks and packing our chrome. We the flyest gangsta. Niggas better watch your back, it's so cold. Pinky ring shining, so act like you don't know.
But you thought I am a soldier. Oh, niggas know I'm getting closer. Danger all in the mirror in the rover.
tell him suck my dude.
Still 100 miles and running. Niggas know your time's coming. Ballin' hard, stacking hundreds. Money overflowing. Pocket steady bulging. Easy young, wild and low-key. Catch me slide, roof open, rich and ruthless blowing. Heavy with promotions, everything in motion. You know just how I'm coming, tell the label run it. We want it all, fuck the couple hundred. Big business, still in it. Billy Tennant, independent nigga. Dead presidents keep printing, nigga. Ain't no limit, nigga, like Pete Miller. Street nigga, verified. Roller rider nigga, certified. I'm on the clock all day and night. Hit the block and it's a scary side. They go E-Ride. Black and white steady passing. While the chopper steady blasting. Niggas know we bout to cash in.
It ain't over till it's over. But you thought I am a soldier. Oh, niggas know I'm getting closer. Danger all in the mirror and the rover. All this ice on me but the world colder. Fuck 12, tell them I ain't pulling over. We got the type of money that don't ever fold up. With the weight of the world on our shoulders. The world way too big. 7 billion holes in your ass ain't shit. When they tryna close in, tell them suck my dick. The world way too big. 7 billion holes in your ass ain't shit. When they tryna close in, tell them suck my dick.
It ain't over till they punch the clock on me. Day one hustler never punched the clock on me. It ain't over till they punch the clock on me. Day one hustler never punched the clock on me. Middle finger to the world. Shit is working out, my trigger finger doing curls. Middle finger to the world. Shit is working out, my trigger finger doing curls.
Hey, that's a little easy right there, a little easy E. We got confirmed that he's coming to the show soon, so shout out to Lil E right there. The G Lou Show Flashback Friday. Queen told me to play this right here for the late, great, great DMX. We right here, Flashback Fridays. Rest in peace.
I got to hit the streets off, make the streets talk, let them know it ain't a sweet walk. This gon' be the only joint made this year that'll knock to 2003. And y'all gon' see that the hottest nigga out there was, is, and will be me. Just like that, I can go away for a minute, do some other shit, but bounce right back and wear this song. I'm coming strapped with some shit that'll spit from dusk to dawn. And when you gone, ain't no coming back in the morning like that shit with the dream, niggas is gone. That's for real. Creep niggas like a seal, talk to steel, stick a nigga, make him squeal. Oh my God, those can't be the last words of your man. Damn, your man was so hard.
Come on, bring it.
Again, how many million did my last one sell? Fuck it, I'm going for 10.
This never gon' stop.
And every fucking time I hit you, it's going straight to the top of the top.
Champion,
I'm a thoroughbred, my blood is strong, and I scratch till you done.
Cross the line,
and ain't no more scratches after that. Straight up, niggas is dying.
Yo, what the fuck
is you cats doing running around like this? Like you won't get stuck. Yo, that's my word. I stay giving it to niggas, and I stay not really being heard, but
y'all gon' see
that the same thing thou did to them will be done to thee.
And then you'll know
that sometimes though you come through the front, you leave it out the back door.
Come on, bring it! What?
Cause we
silence any cocksucker with something to say. The whole life, whether I'm on or off the leash, I bite streets of my life. Click, click, boom. Another life taken too soon. Another mother had a funeral. Still waters run deep, and the pain is forever alive inside. Makes it hard to sleep, but I keep going, going. Shit, I'm always careful when I walk. I'm always seeing, knowing. Dog go live. Stay walking the wire, over the fire when I cannot give. Dog is good, and how it stands, dog gon' fuck with the hood. To dog fuck with the wood. Bring it, what?
It's Cheryl the Pearl, and thank you for tuning into the G Lou Show on Flashback Fridays, hosted by G Lou, our sponsors, BTP Media, and 93 Tweed FM Ism.
Just wanted to send some words of encouragement. Y'all stay focused. Y'all keep working hard. Believe in yourself. Prove everybody that doubts y'all wrong. Show up every day. Stay pure. Keep your heart pure. Stay motivated. Stay inspired. Show love to your people. From
rest in peace. That part. G Lou Show, Flashback Fridays. Queen Jean. It's all you, Queen.
What it do? Hey, am I here? Hey. Am I on? Hey, hey.
Yes,
hey,
you are.
Ring it. Hey, thank you for everyone who tuned in. It was a great conversation with Rick Scott. Go follow him. Check out G Lou's newest album that dropped, Oldies Rule Forever, Volume 1. You know, everything G Lou makes is dope, fire. So check that out, streaming on platforms. Also, check us out tomorrow, Conversations in the Hookah Lounge. Me and my sister, Dee Dee, we have a jeweler on, calling himself the Black Jeweler. So we'll be back in effect tomorrow, streaming live from the G Lou YouTube show channel. And the West Coast, 7 o'clock p.m., and East Coast, 10 o'clock p.m. With that being said, peace and love. Everybody stay solid. Do for yourself or you will suffer. Learn to do for yourself or you will suffer. So peace and love.
That part, Queen Jean, G Lou, we love y'all.
Boom, double up.
Got to do it.
Good exit, good exit.
Double up. Three or four times, I ain't telling no lies. I just run it up. Never let a hard time humble us. Double up. I ain't telling no lies. I just, yeah. I ain't telling no lies. I just,
five, four, three, two, that's time. I got to you that money, my dreams come true, my life in diamonds. Who knew?
Who knew? Who knew? Who knew? Turn 7 to a 14, 14 to a whole day. Lord knows it's a cold game. Switched up on you hoes, man. Big body take both lanes. Back seat blowing propane.
All black, five gold chains, young rich nigga boss up on his own, man. My new shit sound like a soul train. Tookie Williams over Coltrane. Eric B by the rope chain. RT, we for show bang. Tiny Lopes and they go crazy. What you know about the dope gang? Was you born in the 80s? Did your mama smoke cocaine? Have you ever seen the whole thing? Was you drove to the streets cause you grew up on show change? Fucked up when the dope bash. It remind me when these rappers drop duds and they quotes change. At the park with the low face. I was standing in front of Knicks with my sack for the whole day. Drive-by, that was road rage. And we park and hop out, learn levels to this whole thing. Old school, play the OJ. Tryna make a slow change. Mama still slaving for a low wage. Tryna double up.
Yeah.
Three or four times, I ain't telling no lies. I just run it up. Never let a hard time humble us.
Come through my life in diamonds. Who knew?